It's a pretty laid-back scene, albeit noisy, but these folks are used to noise. They are the plumber, pipefitters, and HVAC, or heating, venting, and air conditioning workers of today and tomorrow. Eric O'Donnell is the training coordinator from the hosting local 83 Plumbing and Steamfitters in Wheeling.
All apprentices third year through fifth year have the opportunity to compete where they put all their skills to the test, see who's what's your best attributes, what you've picked up the most as you've went along, and they get awarded great prizes.
Prizes include cash, $750 for the tops of each trade, plus gear and equipment, and of course, a chance to compete at the regional and then national events. Kenneth Ralston is this year's top plumbing apprentice. He'll go on to the regional competition in Pittsburgh this June.
This is the test to see if you can't, you are as good as you are expected to be.
So you've been studying as an apprentice for 5 years?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 5 years, and on the job also. I mean, we have school two nights a week and one Saturday a month for the full 5 years, and then we, of course, we do the job as well, full-time, so.
It's very challenging even still. I mean, I've been practicing for 7 years now, and it's still challenging.
Scott Antonik is a journeyman, which means he made it past the apprentice stage. He's among those helping with the competition this year. He says an opportunity to be paid to learn a practical trade just wasn't something he could pass up.
I wasn't too good in the classroom. I mean, I got very bored sitting in an office-type environment. Worked construction right out of high school and then trying to work myself through college. And then we were taking apprentices in here at Local 83.
Long story short, Antonik applied and welding really sparked his interest.
I haven't been laid off in 2 years. In the last 2 years, I think I haven't had a job less than 6 days a week and 10 hours a day. Right now, all this gas work we have, which from what we're hearing, it's going to be around here for at least the next decade. And it really helps everybody out, not just pipe fitters. I mean, there's stuff for electricians, for iron workers, truck drivers. I mean, there's everything in this area right now. And it's going to be here for a long time.
The apprentice contest occurs over several days. Apprentices tackle everything from cutting, welding, and bending pipe to knot tying and rigging, which is kind of the art of securing materials like heavy pipes to cranes. There's a cluster of apprentices out in the yard looking onto a scene with a big crane, a large steel box cube-like structure, and between them, a man putting tie straps and chains on a mess of pipes that are all welded together. This is the rigging event. Antonik won this event in years past. He gives me the play-by-play.
We're looking at a pipe module. You got a crane that's got to drop a piece of pipe with all kind of flanges over it down through the steel without touching any of the steel. It kind of simulates a lift at a powerhouse or into a pipe rack where you got obstacles in your way and you got to be conscious enough to get around those obstacles.
Antonik explains that the competition judges an apprentice's ability to use all the correct hand signals, the proper way to rig the piece of pipe, and also the ability to find a complicated piece of pipe's center of gravity.
He, right now, is trying to get his piece of pipe level and plumb.
Does he look like he's doing a good job?
Yeah, he is doing a good job. Or he needs a let down on that back side, he'll have it perfect. He's pretty close right now. You can see the flanges on the side are plumb straight up and down. The horizontal plane is almost there. That's exactly what you're looking for. A piece like that, it's very hard to find a center of gravity. You can't just pull a tape measure and say, there's my center. You know, you got all kinds of stuff hanging off of it. We got a valve bolted on the other side. The valve's probably 40 pounds. So, I mean, you got to take everything into account. And
How much do you think the whole thing weighs?
That piece, you're probably looking at 600 pounds.
Very important to us that we get the people we need in this state to come forward and do everything they can to get involved, because it's nothing upsets you more than when a contractor comes to our state and asks if we can do the project and they have to actually take it to another state because of the simple fact that we don't have enough hands in our state to do the work. And there is a huge increase in the work right now. It's just unbelievable.
That's Eric O'Donnell again, the training coordinator from Wheeling's Local. When I asked him about job security in the next 10 to 20 years, he says as long as there are people around, plumbing will be around. And he likes that his job is to help secure skilled labor within his own community.
If our guys are going to work, they're going to do a good job knowing, it's going to be here in our area to stay.
I would like to see myself the money stand right here and to see West Virginians employed in West Virginia and making the money and keeping it here and making our communities better.
Again, Scott Antonik, journeyman with Local 83.
We can do this stuff, you know. It's what built West Virginia and Ohio, you know, everything is the people here that can actually do the skilled trades and do it right and have a good life doing it, you know, not doing it for pennies on the dollar, you know. I mean, we're going to make a nice wage and we're doing some dangerous stuff and we're doing stuff that's going to help the country out a bunch here. You know, with all this gas that we're getting out, it's really going to help the entire country out. But
so you're proud of what you do?
I'm very proud of what I do. I take pride in my work, and if I could sign my name on everything I do, I would do that.
And as for the 2014 Pipe Trades Apprentice Contest, Kenneth Ralston from Morgantown will be joined by Morgan Morgan and Keith Kidd from Wheeling and Roger Harris from Charleston in the Regional Pipe Trades Apprentice Contest in Pittsburgh this June. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.